So our final conversation this morning is about extremism. Yes, when things go beyond what they ought to be. You know, you get to have those scenarios where everybody goes, but this is not normal now. This is not what should be done. Well, back in 2019, I'm sure some of you probably remember this story. The police in northern Nigeria, northern Kaduna, rescued more than 300 male students being held at an Islamic school where many had been tortured and sexually abused. Yeah. Now, the officers raided the building in the Rigasa area of the city back then in 2019, where the victims, including adults and minors, were kept in the most debasing and inhumane conditions in the name of teaching them the Quran and reforming them. Then State Police spokesperson Yakubu Sabo, make the comment. Says that we found about 100 students, including children as young as 9, in chains, stuffed in a small room, all in the name of reforming them and making them responsible persons, Sabo said. 2019. Now, in the news yesterday, police in Ondo State have rescued 77 people, including children, from a church where they were confined. Now, some of them are believed to have been there for months. A police spokesperson said many of them had been told to expect the second coming of Jesus Christ in April. So this is July, so that's April, May, June, 3 months. So second coming is kind of like 3 months overdue as it is. Anyway, moving on. Now, the raid came after a mother complained her children were missing and she thought that they were in the church. Now, the pastor of the church, and his deputy have been arrested. It's a worrying trend. It really is. Because I think sometime earlier this year, there was also that, organization, if you want to call it a church now, where some of the members had to relocate from one part of the country, came down to another part of the country, and then it was like they were preparing for a trip that no one quite knew where the trip was going to end or if they were going to make it. All of these things are extreme scenarios to correct measures of moral decadence, measures, to address, people who are not doing properly what they should be doing according to their religious edicts, whatever they are. So my question is this morning, do you think the organized religious bodies are doing enough or should do more to tackle extremism? The question you ask me is, Jude, how exactly should they tackle extremism? Well, we're about to find out, because some people make comments such as exposition. Things like this should be brought to the fore, not just being brought. Then those who have been found culpable of doing something wrong should not just be punished, but should be told exactly what wrong it is that they did. Because the idea of extremism is vague to some. For some people, this is the way to go. Locking people up in chains because they refuse or they didn't do right to reform them. Oh, now bad picking I get. Very stubborn child. Hey, imam, or hey, pastor, come and help me correct my child. You take the child, you put the child somewhere, you don't give the child food, you then chain the child up, all in a bid to, in quotes, reform that child. It's very worrying. 0179230002, 0179230003, 0817923000, and then 0817930009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809030064 16, and at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH for Facebook and Twitter. Please Do not make comments that are not substantiated. If you do not see it or hear it, please do not make any unsubstantiated claim. Refrain from derogatory or defamatory comments, please.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Well, Daniel joins us from Imogate. Daniel, good morning to you, please, and welcome.
Good morning, my brother Jude.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Anything religious is a spiritual thing. Government or any other organization cannot fight its extremism. So it takes
Hello, Daniel.
Am I with Jude?
Yes, please. Well, listen to you, Daniel. Go
yes.
On.
To take care of it, depending on what they read in the Bible or what they read in Quran. Okay, like the Christians, Jesus Christ, whom we worship, and he will carry our worship to the God Almighty, tells us that he himself don't even know the hour. It's just because people don't read their Bible. I am talking about in the Christian perspective now. How can you now tell somebody, you gather them and they are waiting for the coming of the Lord, when Jesus Christ himself says that he himself don't even know the hour? Because many of us don't even read the Bible, and they just, you know, swallow what they are, the preacher or the imam or whosoever, they swallow it hook, line, and sinker. So, to answer your question, no government, because it's a spiritual thing. It is spiritual to fight spiritual things. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. It's not a question of the government. Like I said, you know, do you think it's the religious bodies, the organized religious bodies, do you think they are doing enough to tackle? And should they be doing more? What would you like to see them do to tackle cases of extremism? You know, we had the story of from Kaduna in 2019. This year seemingly looks like it's the Christians that are doing it. Zion is in Jerry. Zion, good morning to you. Ever change somebody up for not doing the right thing?
I've chastised the one I call. And the one that listing the listing. And to a large extent, if you are not connected to somebody, you cannot correct him or her.
Okay.
The church and the mosque are guilty in this conversation. They are the ones that are breeding extremists. The church and the mosque. How come are they surviving and succeeding? Because the government failed to produce education. The government now use poverty as a means to subject the people to their will and caprices. Look at every organization or any environment you see extremists thriving. You see poverty and illiteracy there. 1998, when the educational curriculum, I'm talking about the primary educational curriculum, was affected by incompetency, where history was removed from the educational curriculum, from C. Aruke, which is Christian religious knowledge, we now have Christian religious studies, problem father demanding. Even it affected Islamic studies in our primary and secondary school. I don't know how many of us still remember the color of our history book, Long Man History Book, SS1, SS2, SS3. They talked about you as a citizen to know where you are coming from. Why you should not even commit crime, don't even find trouble, because of the history of Nigeria. The people we were equipped to be nationalists, the likes of Awolowo was our pride, Nnamdi was our pride, Ahmadu Bello. In 8 days, you can publicly challenge anybody on current affairs. But today, you cannot challenge anybody, because the Minister of Education, what was his name? 2020, what was his name? You see, they have bastardized the environment. So extremists started giving death extremists. Protect your church, protect your mosque. Anybody will come now, we get here. Don't allow this territory to be taken by anybody. Look at their mentality. Even the kind of prayer they pray. Fall and die. All my enemies. Who is your enemy?
Hold on. So, on one hand, you're saying that these organizations, whether it's the church or the mosque, they haven't done enough to sensitize people and then to
discourage. They have not. They are using the prevalence of poverty and illiteracy. Look at the reason people go to church today. Was it not for miracle, for job and employment? Look at the reason they go to mosque. Is it not to get one favor from the politicians? Let us be honest. And the mosque are so institutionalized themselves that helping themselves is common. The man that you see selling noodles today, sorry, yesterday, go back today, you will not see there's another person that is there. In the next 3 weeks, another person is there. This is the structure they are taking. So the moment they say, go and vote for Mr. Hill, they follow that line because they told you that, look, all these elves they are helping. It is from Mr. A. They have indoctrinated people that will fight against you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Zion. 923. Hello, Pozako. Good morning, please. Oh, dear. Please, once again, when you call us, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Once again, to enjoy your conversations, please, and we need to get your thoughts. Your contributions do matter, but do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Preferably just, you know, step away from the radio if you can, or maybe turn it off. Spiritual matters are spiritually designed. Ignorance is curable, but stupidity is forever. It says, read the Bible and know God for yourself. Ezekiel says, all right, thank you very much, 92.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. All right, apologies for that. Maybe you try any of their numbers, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Before I forget, right, before we go on the break and I forget, please, can the winner from us Friday on the program, talking about Hello Potako, send his details. I didn't get to see his details before I left the studio yesterday. Emmanuel is his name. Emmanuel, please send me your details. We have your number, but we need you to send us the details of your bank account, all right, so we can have that money forwarded to you as soon as possible. All right, let's go back to the message portal, 0809-030-6416. Jude, a lot of these religious leaders are themselves bickering and fighting. It's all become an ego trip. Whose God is more powerful? How would people become extremist when those who should be following, setting the light, are not doing the same? When people who should be setting the right path, the light, are not doing well, people go extreme. You know, that first issue, that first story, talking about the one from Kaduna, it was so big that I've seen stories about it. I've seen, you know, versions of that story on international papers. I think on the New York, on the Washington Post. I think I've also seen it on CNN. Yes, obviously, it was broken here in Nigeria. The story, the page I read from you, read to you from, was from The Guardian back in 2019. But it was really big because it was very disturbing. Imagine finding people, and I saw the video. I don't know if you saw videos too, but for some people actually believe that that's a way of getting people to respond appropriately, to make them more Muslim, to make them more Christian. It's not the first time. And there be so many religious sects, Christian or Muslim alike, all over the world, that have carried out actions that beggars the question if those adherents didn't stop to think. When you hear extremists who decide to go and become suicide bombers, or you know, the very vexing attack on schools, children, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, where's the role of the of not just the authorities now, but you know, of the religious bodies, the organizations that they usually adhere to? My name is Jude. We'll go on a break. When we come back, we'll hear more from you on our subject matter this morning, tackling extremism.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria 3 Nigeria Info, 27 minutes to the top of the hour. You have the news coming up here midday today, like you heard Andrew state. Now, we need to get back to our conversation. And this morning, simple question. Do you think that these institutions, talking about these organized religious institutions, can and should be doing more to tackle the issue of extremism? Now, this comes in lieu of another group of children, another group of individuals who were found in a church, well, you know, something that we call a church, you know, in a severely bad state. Some would say even less than humane condition. It's not the first time. In Kaduna, Northern Kaduna, 3 years ago, there was a story, you know, of some individuals in their hundreds, you know, who were found with a chain sometimes on their necks, on their hands, on their legs, on their feet, you know, in Kaduna, in an Islamic school, in quotes, for the reformation of character and for building better morals. The question is, these, for many, are extreme measures. So how can extremism be tackled? Is it directly from the religious organizations or maybe externally from governmental influences? Let's get to find out from you. Where do you stand in the conversation? As always, please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. And if you didn't see or hear it, please don't make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Let's get to WhatsApp now. WhatsApp here. We have Anthony Woody. He says, good morning, Jude. Our problem started when men made themselves God of man. So whatever comes from them, the gullible ones see as supreme. In this part of the world, we have a long way to go. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was in news recently where two men were arrested for, I think, beating someone else to death or something, because the person's comments on Islam and Muhammad did not agree with them. Very, very vexing. And then some months ago, you had a female who lost her life because of comments that she said. Yet again, this same conversation was brought to the fore. That look, Who exactly is it? Whose responsibility is it to tell people, hey, look, there is such a thing as appropriate behavior? You don't go to these extremes. What else, Julian? Really? Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Please do well. When you want to send me a message, you can leave us the name, but please do not call that WhatsApp number. Please do not call the WhatsApp number. Thank you very much. When you do so, you are, you know, preventing people from dropping their messages. Please. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see now. On Facebook, someone says, Andrew, you know, your question, I think we need to get, what's supposed to call it? We need to get a Muslim cleric to answer that, talking about infidels and punishment. But from all that was raised during that stoning to death, or was it the burning of that young lady, and also in the UK, it's not encouraged that anybody should take the law into their hands and kill anybody. It's not encouraged. It's not encouraged. That's how that's why it's termed extremist behavior. It is not encouraged. Anyway, let's get back to the phone lines now. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Okay, all right, I need to reply to this. Let me quickly do that. All right. Okay. All right, done. All right, good morning, Jude. When it comes to religious extremism, we need to do more than just talk. Those people who are responsible, the heads of these organizations, should not just speak, but they should show they are working. They should come out, they should discourage, and then if caught, they should make sure those people are excommunicated. We don't do that enough. But if it's a man who was caught with another man's wife, you see them all over the place. Well, adultery is a big thing for many of the religions. Yeah, so it is a very big thing. It's a huge crime. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of those issues that come up that can actually lead to a divorce. Like, you will be permitted to have a divorce if adultery can be established. So yes, it's that big a deal. But I understand the point you're trying to make, right? Obviously, extremism should be taken as serious as cases of adultery. You know, people should not be encouraged to do the wrong things in the name of their religion, whatever the religion is right now, whether it's Christian, whether it's Muslim, whether it's Hare Krishna, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, whatever religion it is, they are extreme levels, all right? They're extreme levels, and should not be encouraged at all. Should not be. Good morning, Jude. The organized leaders are not the problem. Sometimes you have leaders, in quotes, leaders who want to observe, usurp, you mean, all right? Usurp the already established authorities. There are so many churches where you have people who break away. There are so many places where people, you know, start to teach things they ought not to teach. They have their own ideologies. And sometimes these ideologies, Jude, become life. An idea is difficult to kill. And so when these kind of people, dangerous in their mindset, get hold of gullible individuals, it only takes a matter of time before that particular notion becomes law. There are so many practices across the globe, across the religions, that have no bearing in the fundamentals of that said religion. Yet they are being adhered to because somebody influential has set them on that path. It's not just the religious leaders. Sometimes there are people who just want things to be done their own way. He does raise a very interesting point there, David. Thank you very much for that comment. How many of you have heard of the what's his name now? The American, is it David? Who had a religious group called this was in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, right? Where the name just escaped my head, my mind right now. I can see his picture, right? I can't remember his name. Where they had a house, right? They had a house, and then I think he eventually led to about scores of individuals committing suicide. He was a religious figure. He was that popular. It was so serious that the FBI had to storm into the premises. They had to come there to get people out of that place. So it's not a Nigerian thing. It's not an African thing, or it's a Middle Eastern thing. Or it's not a Muslim thing. It is a human condition. That man in particular was not under any particular, you know, religious body. He probably didn't fall under the Catholics or the Presbyterians or the Baptists. So it wasn't a case that, okay, maybe a cardinal somewhere, or maybe a bishop or archbishop, you know, or right reverend could have, you know, called that person. No, he was his own authority. David, thank you once again for that comment. There are some individuals who seemingly are lord to themselves. And when those kind of people get hold of easily influenced people, because I don't want to use the word gullible, yeah, some people are easily influenced, and then those practices become known. Imagine someone telling you that all the females in a church or in a building are his property. And so he can choose to lay with them whenever. Yes, they can have their partners, but if he decides, because if, in quote, God comes upon him and says, you must touch that person, he will have to touch that person. And there are some people who believe these things. It's extreme, but yes, there are some people who believe them. It's not really wrong to have the government wade into matters like this. After all, when crimes are committed, they're committed against the state. But yes, those who are adherents to these faiths, particularly the leaders, should be more vocal to discourage extremism. It is one of the biggest problems that we have this day and age. The opium of the masses, religion. All right. Tony there, thank you very much, Tony, for your comments. The opium of the masses, he says. All right, we live in a secular country. My worry is, why doesn't the Nigerian army or police prosecute extremists? Talks about the case of Deborah and another case in Abuja are still fresh in our memory. I think there's some prosecution, there's some investigation going on there, Andrew. Thank you very much, Andrew. It's a worry. And Andrew has every right to express it, yes. It's a worry. They should be prosecuted. They really should be. 017-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. What about leaders? What about followers? What about followers that refuse to listen to leaders, Jude? There are some people who, no matter what you tell them, they have the mindset that a particular leader is wrong. And if their belief system has been so radicalized, who then can talk to them? If their views have become radicalized, that's a good question. So let me paint a scenario, please. If, as you're listening to me right now, and I like to assume many of you who are Christian, if tomorrow you get to your place of worship, and then your leader, your spiritual head, your spiritual guide says, Mr. Man, from next week, your daughters, who are of age, will be staying in this building under my supervision for the next 3 weeks because we have a spiritual message that A, B, and C is going to happen. And so to protect them, your daughters who are of age must all congregate and will stay with me under my personal care for the next 2-3 months, whatever it is. Let me ask you, those of you who are listening, if this was to happen, would you challenge that order, that authority from your spiritual leader or guide or whatever? Would you? Because this question is a very genuine. So what happens when the followers are not listening to the leaders? What if they say, hey, this is where we want to go to? So once again, let me paint the picture for you. If tomorrow in your mosque, in your church, wherever it is that you worship, the spiritual head, right, comes forth and says, hey, excuse me, sir, we receive spiritual direction that all females who are of age, your daughters, should leave your house and come and stay with us for the next 3 months or extended period of time under our personal supervision. Something bad is going to happen, so we need to protect them. Would you challenge that? Would you agree to it? What would convince you that this is the proper thing to do? Let's have a quick test on that, shall we? Yes. 017-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Turn down the volume of your radio set. 92.3. Good morning, please.
Good morning. My name is Sunday. I'm calling you from
Good morning. Yes, go on.
In regards to what you said, I wouldn't do that because what the leader is asking for me is difficult task for me.
It's difficult, but why would you refuse? Because people have carried out difficult tasks from their spiritual leaders. People have carried out difficult tasks given to them by their spiritual leaders. Why would you refuse?
I can barely hear you.
Oh, dear. Why would you refuse? Why would you refuse?
Yeah, I think it's not ethical for me to indulge in such instructions because what the leader has said can be adopted through prayers or other means. Not my children coming to stay with you. I don't know. That's not done anywhere.
But what if I tell you that that's been done somewhere? I remember making a comment last year, 2 years ago, of a friend who was taken to a prayer house after the child was sick for about 2 weeks. They've taken the child to all the hospitals, and then they eventually took the child to a spiritual house where they flogged. They said the child was a wizard. They flogged this child. This was my roommate. He said they flogged him. He didn't know when he decided to confess. But yeah, people have done things like that. So if tomorrow you are told, hey, your female children should come and stay here because something bad is going to happen. Would you say no? Why? What exactly will inform you to challenge, in this case, the authority of your religious body?
Hello.
93, good morning, please.
Good morning, my name is Tommy. Sorry I called back.
Yes.
I wasn't done talking.
Okay.
The network was a bit talking.
Apologies.
I think as every individual, we should be rooted in the word of God. So, if a spiritual head should peradventure tell you that this is what I've seen, then it's to show that. Hello?
Well, listen to you, please.
But it means that there's an escape route. Not telling me that I should bring my daughter. I am also a spiritual head in my family.
Mm.
So I have the authority to do certain things. So taking my daughter...
Apologies there. Apologies. 92.3. It sounds easy, right? Oh, this is not really extreme. Oh, yeah. But like I said, some people have actually had this experience. Final caller. 92.3, good morning, please.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, the spiritual leader that is asking people to bring this, bring that, and which also involve kidnapping of children and hiding them, is he not part of those two that the whole bad thing will affect if he doesn't hide with the children?
Mm.
I think we need... Oh, God, I beg. See, some of those things don't... Not even some, almost all don't work. I remember those days I was small, I was in Benin. People were selling their properties. I was like wondering. They say, the world wants to end. On that night, people wear their best clothes. And they were saying, those that are buying the properties, the world not is their own world not ending at the same time.
Maybe
I think some of these things, we need to use our head because some of these things are not real. So if you hide them, I just like this other one in Old Dose Town. I thought they said they are waiting for Jesus to come and take people away. So why are you hiding these children from the same Jesus that they said will come so that the world can end? They don't like to go to heaven again? I don't understand, Jude. You see, the hypocrisy and the double standard in this religious body, that's why they're not going to see my leg for their area.
Because some of these things are not even reasonable.
You can't even imagine it. While other children are going to school, you kidnap people's children, lock them up, that you want to save them. Meanwhile, probably your children are going to school. I don't get it at all, Jude. I don't get it at all.
Well, that's what we're talking about, having a challenge of extremism. How they can. You see, for some people, it doesn't make sense. But once again, there are some who hear these quotes and go by them, hook, line, and sinker. Speaking of hook, line, and sinker, my name is Jude. It's almost time for us to say our goodbyes. Don't forget, tomorrow, 9 a.m., we'll be here once again to have conversations. News comes up your way midday today, right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Follow at Nigeria Info PH, Twitter, and Facebook. My name is Jude. Good morning.